This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and we'd like to have you. If you want to dial in toll free, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the Muslim family who was denied access to the United States. Daryl's got that story. And then another story about some Muslims who actually protected Christians during an attack in Kenya because, you know, Muslims are so bad and they hate all Christians, right? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Daryl, let's jump into that story that you have. And what is the source, if you don't mind?
This comes from the Washington Post.
All right.
And they report as Mohammed Tariq Mahmoud sat in the departure lounge.
He's obviously
lounge.
Trouble. With a name like that.
Sat in the departure lounge of London's Gatwick Airport last week. He was surrounded by giddy children, ecstatic for the 11-hour flight that would ferry them to Disneyland.
Children who were strapped with bombs so they could blow Disneyland up.
Mahmoud's 10-year-old niece scribbled in her diary, "Mickey Mouse, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow." And she drew a colorful illustration complete with oversized ears. She concluded, "I've got to go now. We're getting on the plane." But they never did. Border control officer on orders from Washington intervened. Mahmoud said the Border Patrol agent told him and his brother that their family of 11 had been barred from the flight. What was supposed to be a dream vacation instead became on Wednesday just the latest flashpoint in a debate over Islam and security that inflamed passions on both sides of the Atlantic. U.S. officials strongly denied that Mahmoud and his family was targeted based on their religion, but the case prompted America's largest Muslim advocacy organization to call for an investigation into whether Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States was being implemented informally by the Department of Homeland Security.
So the Department of Homeland Security had an agent in, it was Great Britain? Where are these guys?
London's Gatwick Airport.
So there was an agent working for the United States government who's there who stopped
Not
them.
Necessarily. Could okay. have been someone from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that contacted Border Patrol from London.
Great Britain, and they did the bidding of the U.S. government.
Yes.
Gotcha.
A prominent,
and they won't say why, right?
That's correct. Right. A prominent British parliamentarian, meanwhile, demanded that Prime Minister David Cameron press U.S. officials for an explanation, something that Mahmoud said he had not been given more than a week after the aborted December 15th flight. Mahmoud said, "The only explanation I can think of is that my name is Mohammed."
Yep, that's probably... Probably really all it is.
The 41-year-old is the owner of a London gym. So, obviously, he's just working out so that he can carry bigger bombs, apparently. U.S. officials said little about the case on Wednesday, citing federal law protecting the privacy of air travelers.
So, there's a law that says we can't talk about this, so therefore we can't tell you why we did this.
Yes. But U.S. officials emphasized that under U.S. immigration law, and note, he was not trying to immigrate. He was trying to visit Disney with his family. But under U.S. immigration law, a traveler cannot be denied admission due to religion, faith, or spiritual beliefs. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency said in a statement that the law lists more than 60 other possible reasons for inadmissibility, including health, prior criminal convictions, security, And that's basically the all-encompassing security,
yeah,
public charge, labor certification, illegal entrance and immigration violations, documentation requirements, and miscellaneous.
So one reason why this is suspicious, because they won't give you the actual excuse, the reasoning for this ban.
Here's the list of all the reasons we can deny somebody. Figure it out.
But they won't say which one. They won't give any specifics. But yet, you know, Daryl, if the government had actually stopped a terror plot, they would have been putting all that out there, like, oh, yeah, we knew this person
guy,
was going to do
blah,
a bombing.
Blah, 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 this, that, the other thing.
Yeah, because, well, of course, what usually happens in these cases, it's really the FBI that gins up these supposed bombers, then they stop them before they set off a fake bomb that the FBI gave them. The FBI gives them the van, they give them a hotel to stay in, they give them the money, they give, you know, they basically set the whole thing up.
There was a story a while back about some mosque, I think it was in Minnesota, where the imam called the FBI and said,
and reported,
there's some people that are acting really, really strange. Turned out
they were agents.
It was the FBI agents that were undercover going to infiltrate the mosque to find people that were radical.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that case. And so in all of those cases, the FBI, then they put out a press release saying, well, so-and-so was planning to bomb this and that, and then they'll give all kinds of information about why you know, what you need to know about these supposed terrorists. In this case, they won't say anything. So, I mean, what does that tell you?
That, they don't really know their you-know-what from a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
The article continues. It says, but on both sides of the Atlantic, Muslims say they feared that the true cause of Mahmoud's family's ban, and others like it, was the anti-Muslim hysteria being whipped up on the Republican campaign trail. Donald Trump earlier this month called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. The proposal came days after a husband and wife pair shot up an office party in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people in an attack that the Islamic State has claimed to have inspired. Since then, President Obama has used an Oval Office address to preach tolerance and to remind Americans that it is our responsibility to reject religious tests on who we admit into the country. But in a letter to DHS on Wednesday, the Council on American Islamic Relations asked for a probe into whether the department was effectively implementing Trump's proposal. The letter cited a real and growing perception in the Muslim community that it is being increasingly targeted by DHS officials.
Yep. It's just going to get worse, I suspect.
Yes. A well-known British imam, Ajmal Masroor, reported that he was told last week his visa had been revoked and he was prevented from flying to the United States. He wrote in a Facebook post, I'm baffled, annoyed, and angry. USA has the right to issue and revoke visa. I fully understand that. However, not forwarding any reason infuriates ordinary people. It does not win the hearts and minds of people. It turns them off.
Yeah, you know, you might be sitting back listening to this and thinking, oh, it's only happening to those Muslims. But eventually, this could come around to you. This could come around to affect you because of a belief that you have. Or, you know, maybe it's not a religious belief. Maybe you are pro-freedom. Maybe you don't like the government telling everybody what to do all the time. Maybe they'll make it so you can't travel at some point. And we already know that they're proposing internal passports for traveling if you don't live in a state that has the real ID-compliant ID card, then you'll have to use a government passport in order to get around. And there's also news about how now the IRS can revoke your passport.
If they claim that you owe back taxes over $50,000, and with everything, they can always change that number.
Yeah, it could go down to $25,000.
It could go down to $1,000.
Exactly. So, you know, look out, because this could target you. You know, you can't just stand back and just fold your arms and say, oh, sucks to be Muslim. Because you've got to stand up for other people's rights, even people with whom you disagree. And I think a lot of people disagree with Muslims, but they don't know anything about them. All they know is what they've ever heard on Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or whatever other talking head political commentary show. And those shows will not tell you stories like this out of the BBC, where a group of Kenyan Muslims traveling on a bus that was ambushed by Islamist gunmen protected Christian passengers by refusing to be split into groups, according to eyewitnesses.
There's a little bit more on this.
Yeah.
And it's even more infuriating just he wasn't allowed into the U.S.
Okay.
He says that he found the last-minute cancellation of his family's Disneyland trip humiliating and that his children, nieces, and nephews have been traumatized.
It's horrifying.
He says, I gave in to the kids. The family saved for months, paid more than $13,000 for their plane tickets.
I bet that didn't get refunded.
The money the airline says is non-refundable.
It's ridiculous.
$13,000 for a trip to the airport to find out that he can't go to Disney.
It's insane. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk about the Muslims saving the Christians. It's Free Talk Live.
Loaded belly, gas, acid reflux. You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Nubiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Nubiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Nubiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot of misinformation out there about Muslims and what they actually believe. So we'll share a story with you about some Muslims protecting Christians from what could have been a messy fate, perhaps. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up in just under 2 months from today, Liberty Forum 2016. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. If you're going to be there, you should be. If you care about liberty and you are considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this is the event to attend. Now, it is in the heart of wintertime, which means you'll get a little bit of a taste for what things are like here in New Hampshire. But by the way, I know winter just officially started like yesterday or whatever.
Yes.
But it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow for Christmas Eve.
When I drove by the middle school earlier today,
yeah,
it's one of two places that has the
temperature,
time and temp. It was 50 degrees.
Yeah. It's been super nice so far this season. And so I can't tell you what it's going to be like in the middle of February when it's probably going to be the worst of the worst. But this year, thus far, it's been relatively warm. Go to NHLibertyForum.com. Either way, whatever the temperature is outside, it'll be nice and warm inside the Radisson Hotel in the heart of downtown Manchester, which is the new venue. We started at this venue last year. This event is the ninth year for the Liberty Forum. This is an awesome venue. It's the biggest convention hotel in all of New Hampshire. And there will be hundreds of liberty-minded people in attendance. Daryl, you and I will be there.
Yes.
In fact, we are listed on the list of speakers for the event because you and I will be headlining, not really a speaking occasion, but the New Hampshire Liberty Party has its convention inside the Liberty Forum. So we'll be doing that there. But more importantly, you get to see folks like Edward Snowden speak. Ed Snowden will be on via video link from Moscow, where he unfortunately cannot leave due to the fact that the federal government will kidnap him if he tries to come to the United States. But it's going to be an honor to have him there. Lynn Ulbricht is back. I just noticed her face pop up on the list of speakers over at NHLibertyForum.com. She was one of the headliners last year and gave an amazing speech. What portion I saw of it, because we're normally working during the keynote speeches on Free Talk Live, but she is, of course, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who is now spending life in prison because he ran a website called The Silk Road, which is the most infamous underground marketplace on the Internet. So she's a Free State Project participant. I don't think Edward Snowden is yet a Free State Project signer, but I imagine someone's going to ask him to become a Free State Project signer.
Yes.
Which he probably won't be able to fulfill his pledge, because the idea of the Free State Project is to get to 20,000 signers. We have over 18,000, so we're at 90%. But once the 20,000 number is reached, there's a five-year window of time in which those folks have to move to New Hampshire. I suspect he's probably not going to be pardoned or anything like that within 5 years or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, none of the Republicans or Democrats that are running have said nice things about Edward Snowden.
Yeah, not even like Rand Paul.
The nicest thing Rand Paul has said about Edward Snowden is that he should share a jail cell with the guy that ran the NSA.
Yeah, that's not a nice thing at all to say.
Right, but no, that's the nicest thing that was said. And people are construing that to be all kinds of, see, Rand's saying that, like, Edward doesn't belong because that's why he's saying he should be in there with the guy that did the stuff. It's like, then say, drop all the charges.
Yeah. Take a more firm
position.
Don't
say he should be in jail.
Right. And I get what you're saying is that because the NSA guy isn't in jail, that Rand wants him to be in the same cell, but he's not in a cell, but ultimately Rand really wants to put them both in a cell.
Yes.
Yeah. So Edward Snowden, hero, he's going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum and a bunch of others who have yet to be announced. And there's a list of several that are announced over at NHLibertyForum.com, but there's probably going to be two more keynote speakers that they've yet to reveal. So I'm excited to find out who they will be, and we're going to be broadcasting live. It's February 18th through the 21st. It's a full weekend starting on a Thursday, February 18th through the 21st. Go to NHLibertyForum.com. Tickets are affordable for this thing. You definitely want to be there if you can make it up to New Hampshire during that time frame. It's a great excuse to come up and meet the people that you hear so much about on this radio program. Folks like Christopher David. I don't know if he's going to be there, but I'd be shocked if he's not. Those folks, you know, Dave Ridley, those kind of people that you hear a lot about on this show, many of them attend the Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com. Kenyan Muslims traveling on a bus. The story from the BBC News published 2 days ago, so pretty fresh, was ambushed by Islamist gunmen Those Kenyan Muslims on that bus protected Christian passengers by refusing to be split into groups, according to eyewitnesses. They told the militants, quote, to kill them together or leave them alone, unquote, according to a local governor told Kenyan media. At least two people were killed in the attack near the northeastern village of El Wak on the Somali border. The Somali-based Al-Shabaab group says it carried out the attack. The group often carries out attacks in Kenya's northeast. The bus was traveling from the capital Nairobi to the town of Mandera when Al-Shabaab killed 148 people in an attack on Garissa University College in April. The militants reportedly singled out Christians and shot them while freeing many Muslims. Last year, a bus was attacked near Mandera by Al-Shabaab militants who killed 28 non-Muslims traveling to Nairobi for the Christmas holidays. The locals showed a sense of patriotism and belonging to each other, according to Mandera Governor Ali Roba. The militants decided to leave after the passengers' show of unity, he added. The passengers on the bus showed great bravery, but there was another quality revealed by the surprising decision to stand up to the gunmen: frustration. The majority of the local population in the northeast are Kenyan Muslims of Somali descent, and they've been hit hard by the consequences of Al-Shabaab attacks, even if non-Muslims are supposedly the main target of that Somali militant group. An attack last year in Mandera, in which Christians were killed after being separated from Muslims, caused the departure of more than 2,000 teachers, as well as many health workers who'd come from other parts of the country. Perhaps the passengers felt the region could simply not afford another such attack. It will be interesting to see if their actions embolden local populations to increase their resistance to Al-Shabaab, which has attacked the area several times. An employee of the Macab bus company, who had spoken to the driver involved in the attack, confirmed to the BBC that Muslims had refused to be separated from their fellow Christian passengers. One of the victims was shot dead after trying to run away from the militants after passengers had been forced off the bus. And Al-Shabaab has been at war with Kenya ever since Kenyan forces entered Somalia in 2011 in an effort to crush the militants. Kenya's northeastern region has a large population of ethnic Somalis. So there you have an example of how Muslims opposed other Muslims. So you have the violent Muslims who are crazy and dangerous and are kidnapping people and murdering people. And then you have regular Muslims who are peaceful and loving and so loving and caring for their neighbors that they literally put their own lives on the line in order to defend their Christian brothers. That, to me, is my understanding of being Muslim, is showing love and embodying peace towards your fellow man. Now, maybe they would like to ultimately persuade the Christians to join their religion, but there's a difference between peaceful persuasion and the butt of a gun.
Right.
And so this is a story that you are likely not going to see reported on Fox News. You are likely not going to see it reported in most mainstream media in the United States. And that's because it doesn't fit in with the narrative. They'll report on the story where the Muslims get separated from the Christians and the Christians executed. That story got reported on. But this one, I challenge you to find more than 10 news sources in the United States carrying the story.
And most of the civil war in Syria, it's one group of people claiming to be Muslims fighting another group of people claiming to be Muslims.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that. It's probably too late to get things in time for the Christmas holiday by mail if you go online to saveitpurse.com or shop.freetalklive.com. But, you know, you still got to get stuff even after the holiday season, and maybe you'll get some cash or check from your family for the holiday season. You can go and spend that at saveitpurse.com by converting it into Bitcoin, because you have to have Bitcoin to use saveitpurse.com, and then you get to save 20, 25, 30, maybe even more.
50%.
You got somebody to buy a 50% off item recently, right?
Yes. New cell phone. It's not been shipped, but I do have the Amazon order number.
I always wait until it comes to me, because there's always a chance that somebody will cancel on you with Save It Purse. So basically what you're doing with saveitpurse.com is you put your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and then somebody who wants that Bitcoin, who's willing to pay 30% or 20% or whatever over the market price of Bitcoin, and there's reasons why people want to do that. Like, I wouldn't want to do it, but there are plenty of people in the world who would want to do that. And so they buy your order on Amazon for you. They're paying full price for the order. and then you give them the amount of Bitcoin they've agreed. So,
right. So you put the stuff that you want to buy from Amazon into a wish list.
Correct.
You put that wish list into the website there at saveitpurse.com, and then it will show up. Here's the items.
Yep.
Name your discount. Anywhere from 5% to 50%.
Slide. If it's 5%, it's purse instant. You don't have to wait. It gets bought right instantaneously there.
Yes.
But anything else,
they
might have to wait.
They will guarantee a 24-hour purchase if it's below 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I put something before this show in a wish list. Ask for 35% within an hour.
Within an hour.
It was actually 1 hour and 15 minutes, wow, to be exact.
For 35%
off. For 35% off.
And a lot of these people that are buying things for you at saveitpurse.com, they'll give you Prime. They've got Amazon Prime. So you benefit from that because they use Amazon Prime to ship you the thing. Usually you get it in 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. Go to saveitpurse.com. This is a perfect reason to get Bitcoin. If you haven't yet gotten some Bitcoin, now you don't have an excuse anymore because, well, gosh, if you shop online at Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 20, 30, 35%? It's so easy to do. Every time I put in something at 20%, it's like an hour or less before somebody picks it up. It's amazing. Save It Purse. That's saveatpurse.com. Go there and get whatever you need to get from Amazon. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's news out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with the whole free Uber project. This Monday, there were activists at the city council meeting there where the city council was looking at a proposed change to their ordinances that would slightly lessen the restrictions on Uber. It's basically illegal for someone to be an Uber driver and drive on the streets of Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Without getting some sort of I'm a taxi license.
Yeah, apparently there's like one or two obedient Uber drivers who have gone and signed up for that license.
And paid like $50 and jumped through a hoop and got a background check.
Which, by the way, Uber already does background checks. It's just that the Uber background check isn't going to flag somebody who, let's say, got busted for a minor misdemeanor offense that doesn't involve any kind of violence or anything like that, like possession of underage possession of alcohol or possession of marijuana or something like that.
And something that's kind of odd, and it was pointed out on, I think, the Free Uber Facebook page earlier today, one of the city councilors there in Portsmouth said during the meeting on Monday, you know, I'm confused about something. Most of the people on this council are saying that the background check that Uber does is inferior to the one that we do or that the police do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're saying that we don't know what the background check that Uber performs, what's actually involved.
So how would you know
it's inferior? You can't have it both ways. Either ours is better or we don't know what's in the one that Uber does.
Can't be both.
It can't be both.
The quote, by the way, that you're talking about is on the front page over at freekeen.com right now. Christopher David from Free Uber posted his rundown of Monday night's meeting there, complete with video, by the way, from that meeting, so you can get more details there. But what I thought would be interesting to share here about all of this is that, well, first of all, the city council did vote to table the proposed changes. So the proposal that was on the table was, or that had come up for discussion, was that Uber was requesting that the city reduce their regulations on them to looking at people for 15 years of background check to 7 years, meaning looking for felonies, for instance.
Okay.
From 15 years to 7 years. And
because even like an FBI background check isn't going back more than like 10 on
correct.
Those things.
And that's what they basically, they didn't shoot it down completely, but they tabled it, and this particular city council will, many of them will be gone at the end of this year, so this was their last meeting.
Right, last session of this council.
So there's going to be a new one starting next year, which will have some younger members on it. Maybe that'll be helpful for Free Uber, but we'll see. Time will tell there.
The guy that seems to be the voice of reason apparently is not coming back.
Oh, boy. So we'll keep you in the loop on what further developments. But basically, right now, it's still illegal in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to drive for Uber without jumping through all manner of arbitrary hoops. Uber is not interested in having their drivers jump through those hoops. And so they're continuing to fight But here's what the city's newspaper of record had to say about it in a, of course, unsigned editorial, which presumably means that all of the editors believe the same thing that is being posted.
Yes.
This is sort of the way newspapers do things. They never sign their editorials, usually. Here's what they had to say about the whole situation. And this was actually written before the vote was taken. This is them arguing that the city council should continue to crack down and regulate Uber. The city of Portsmouth's seemingly endless bending to meet the requests of Uber should end this coming Monday night, when the city council should reject the company's request to amend the transportation services ordinance passed earlier this year. How exactly is it bending to Uber if they haven't done anything Uber has wanted them to do?
Because, well, you're considering this, and it
even
was
talking
asked,
about it.
You're talking about it. And, well, I'm sorry, but I thought, and this is what, you know, they always say, if you don't like things,
try to change them.
Try to change them.
Work in the system.
Call your elected representatives and ask them to change things. But what they're doing in Portsmouth is saying, we adopted this. Why are we looking to change this? We just adopted rules.
Yeah, they hate it
when
you change.
We got rules.
They hate it when you try to change things. And we're not surprised by this, Daryl. I mean, this is new for some of the folks in Portsmouth, but out here we've been working within this, or trying to work within the system to change, like, the school board with these warrant articles you discussed earlier in the show tonight. And when we go in there, we're literally yelled at, shouted down.
You're wasting our time.
Well,
you're the a-hole that's motioning to amend this thing.
Right. You're wasting our time. That's what we were literally told in one of these political meetings where we were trying to work within the system. But years ago, when we were doing more, when activists in Keene were doing more civil disobedience and street theater and things like that, that's when we were told, you guys are going about this the wrong way. You need to work within the system to try to change things. So we tried to work within the system to try to change things, and then we get yelled at for wasting people's time. So really what they want is you to do nothing. If you love the ideas of liberty, they want you to stay home and keep quiet and don't bother them as they try to rule your lives. That's what they want.
Sit down, show up, go to the polls. Just go to the polls on election day.
They'd prefer you not do that either.
They would prefer you not to do that, but that's the one acceptable thing. Just vote. You can cast your ballot. Your voice can be heard on election day. No, I'm sorry. My voice is not heard on election day. Now, I guarantee you that they're seeing how I vote because I'm filling in an all write-in ballot, so they've got to pull that thing off to the
and
side
read the names,
and
yeah.
Read it and write stuff down. But my voice is not being heard
by
anybody
important.
Other than the election official
and
that's having
no difference.
To write down none of the above.
Yeah.
None of the above. And they hate it.
Yep. And none of them care anyway. I mean, that's not going to change anyone's mind or, you know, so they're not even really hearing anything of importance in that circumstance. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, they don't like it when you work within the system. And this newspaper editorial is livid about these activists from Free Uber. And we'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Ian in the studio with you.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Looking for a last-minute gift for the holidays. It's probably too late to get it shipped in time for Christmas, but Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree makes a great stocking stuffer or even post-Christmas gift for somebody that that you love, that you want to, if they're already in love with the ideas of liberty, they'll love this movie, most likely. If they are somebody who's not necessarily in line with the ideas of liberty, I consider this to be an interesting propaganda piece to show to folks. It would be interesting to show Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree to people who don't know what liberty is and get their reactions. Some people will react, I think, pretty negatively to it because, well, some of the things that happen are outrageous in the movie where our friend and former co-host Derek J. Freeman is arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame, all on video, and it makes for a really entertaining 90-minute long feature-length documentary film, which you can actually watch for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. That's victimlesscrimespree.com.
But that doesn't have the commentary tracks and bonus features.
It sure doesn't. And speaking of bonuses, there's nearly 8 hours of bonus footage, at least 7 solid hours of bonus footage on the DVD. You actually have to put the DVD in your computer to see that. It won't show up in the menu system.
Ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
You have to do it that way. It's a dual-layer DVD, so it's twice the density of a standard DVD, but there's just so much footage. If you put it on, like, standard DVD quality, it takes up more space, and you can't fit as much on there. But if you just put it on as like MP4 files that you can load with your favorite player on your computer, then it takes up a lot less space, but still looks great. In fact, you can put higher quality video on that way too. So it's a pretty cool thing. And the commentary tracks, you can't get those anywhere else. It's the director's cut of the film. Go and grab it over at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. That'll take you right to the Amazon page where you can get it for less than $8. And it qualifies for Amazon Prime, qualifies for free Super Saver shipping, and it's an awesome movie. So, by the way, if you've seen the movie and you loved it, please leave a review over at the page for Amazon. Again, you can go there to order.victimlesscrimespree.com as we go to Socrates. He's on the line via Skype in Nashua. Hello, Socrates.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Daryl.
Hey.
I was just following up. I was having a conversation on the air last week with Mark in regards to, you know, the contradiction within, I think, the Liberty Movement to how far does the non-aggression principle extend, right? And I kind of got into the essence of, do you own animals? Do you own the right to be able to kill animals on a whim just because you are considered human? And we got to the point where I was wondering how you feel about this, Ian, where Mark kind of feels you had the right to kill your own pet.
Are you asking me if you have a right to kill your pet?
Yes.
You were not on the show last Thursday when this conversation happened. Mark was talking about his cat, Mushu Pork, that cat
poops
was
everywhere.
He did when he was still alive, but that cat was, you know, really sick and a lot of pain. So Mark made the decision to put the cat down.
That's right. Yep.
You've got a dog, and you love that dog a lot.
Of course.
Great dog. If there was something terminally wrong with Jazzy, would you, as the caretaker / owner of Jazzy, be able to make the decision to end Jazzy's life?
Absolutely. I've thought about it multiple times. I don't want Jazzy to be in pain. I don't want her to have a difficult life. She's in good health right now. She's 12 years old and is able to go up and downstairs fairly well. She's obviously old, though, and she takes her time doing it.
All right.
I know that at some point, if she doesn't, you know, if I don't just wake up one morning and she's dead, that I'll likely have to decide to put her down. So, yeah, of course.
So what makes the difference between, you just described how I feel about my family, my friends. I don't want to see them in pain. I don't want to see them at, like, you know, I don't want to make them bad. I want to make sure they have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they make their own decision. And so, in essence, like, it's illegal for them to kill themselves, right? And you can't
not everywhere
commit suicide, right? No, that's true. But you can't. And you wouldn't. Would you be able then to be consistent, help them commit suicide if you feel that they're in pain?
Well, I mean, you can't legally do something like that. Are you asking?
No, I know, but ethically, you just said no, no. From a moral, philosophical standpoint,
are you asking if you should be able to help someone who you love kill themselves?
Well, you just said that you just described that you really have this moral connection to the well-being of this animal, and because of that, you would put them down. So I ask you, why doesn't that extend to your family and your friends? Do you not care about them in the same fashion? Right, so you would put them down. You would decide to kill them.
No. If that's something they wanted to do,
so how do you know that that's what the animal wants?
Well, it doesn't matter what the animal wants. It can't communicate what it wants. So,
why do you assume that it wants to die?
I didn't assume that it wanted to die. In the hypothetical
scenario of the dog is unable to walk up and down stairs.
Yeah, if it's, you know, if it's in a lot of pain and its life is very, very difficult, then, I see that that is a good reason to end its life. That doesn't mean that I'm assuming it wants to die. I don't know what it wants. It can't communicate those ideas to me. But a human being can communicate, and they can have a will, and they can have instructions, and they can say, hey, I'm not having fun over here anymore. I'd like to go ahead and end my life. And if the state were to allow that to happen, I think people should be able to end their lives with either the help of a doctor or a friend.
And this also, the being unable to communicate, sort of goes into the realm of what happens if somebody's in a coma and they have not written down instructions of what to do when they're in a coma.
Yeah, that's
if
a huge
may,
problem.
I may interject. So if you see the animal when you begin to start putting them down by injecting a needle to them and they start withering in pain, right? This is the analogy of the mark. When he starts to see and he holds the chicken upside down, right? And he basically, right? But you see fear in the eyes of the animal of what you're about to do. So why would you at that point still assume that you're acting in the animal's best interest?
I don't know if I'm assuming anything about that. All I know is...
Well, I'm saying that there's no animal. The animal has a basic instinct to survive.
Sure.
Right? So, and in essence, when you're acting against their basic instinct to survive, you are acting against their basic instincts, and in essence,
I'm constantly
you're
acting
saying
against
that
the animal's
instincts. Humanity, your humanity, and your ownership of that animal gives you the right to act in their best interest. And so I ask you, because if a person was just simply had Down syndrome to the point that they were so physically disabled, or mentally disabled rather, that they could not communicate but were physically alive, right? Mm-hmm. And they can't communicate, but they can, you know, they can roam around, they can barely walk, maybe they need a wheelchair, but if they're in the same circumstance, would you say, well, they look like they're in a lot of pain, I think that we should do what's best for them and terminate their life?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. What I might do is say it's not my obligation to do anything in this particular circumstance.
And that's what I would agree with. Uh-huh. Why? That's what I would extend to the animal. And then
you would just allow the animal to puke up black bile and to obviously be having a difficult time. You just sit there and
so
watch.
So would
it.
You, as a family member that was going through that, I would be a caretaker for them and make sure that they were comfortable. In the same way, because of for that animal, I would ensure their comfort level is to the maximum possibility. But at the same time, right, I'm going to say that I don't feel like I have the right to choose whether he wants to fight through this or not. So in my thing, it's like you do not act any differently simply because you think that, well, the animal might want to die, so I guess I should make that decision for him. Right, I would say that you wouldn't act any differently as if he was healthy. You would behave in the same manner as you always have the animal. And that was my argument, which I think you
Well, I wouldn't support. Be behaving in the same manner as I always do because...
You just said do nothing.
Because that's not what I'm advocating, no. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not meaning to. Go ahead.
Okay, so normally I'm not cleaning up black... When one of my dogs died when I was a kid, it was coughing up black bile before we had to put it down. I mean, it was obviously not having a good time. And so normally my duties with Jazzy are to, you know, feed her, love her, and take her outside so she can evacuate and, you know, walk her and, you know, take care of her in those ways. If she's not well able to walk anymore, if she's constantly in pain, if she's puking up black bile, then I become a maid and I'm now cleaning up after every single mess that she makes on a daily basis. That's not convenient for me. Because I have a life to live, and it's also not convenient for her because obviously it's a painful process to go through that. So I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I don't know what the animal is thinking, but I know that my life has then been impacted significantly by someone who I love who is obviously having a very, very difficult time, and it is time to end that. If she's at the end of her life, basically, and is barely hanging on to it, or you know, having a super difficult time, to me it's compassionate to end that animal's life. If you disagree with that, you're certainly free to, you know, approach your animals from whatever way you want to. If you want to let your animal sit there and spit up black bile and pee and urinate all over the house and just be little Miss Maid to your animal and feel like you're doing something for them by letting them live another day, that's certainly your choice, Socrates, and thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow between now and then.
Spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.